This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock at WCHL, 75 degrees in Chapel Hill. We have a 40% chance of rain today, maybe showers, maybe thunderstorms, but cloudy all day. High today in the upper 80s. Tonight mostly cloudy with a 50-50 chance of rain and the low in the low 70s. Tomorrow we're looking at an 80% chance of rain. Maybe showers, thunderstorms, high tomorrow in the middle 80s again. Then an 80% chance of rain tomorrow night as well. And then on Friday, big chance of rain too. And in fact, that will go all the way through the weekend. Durham police said yesterday they do not expect additional charges to be filed against UNC basketball player P.J. Hairston following his arrest in June. That's according to a report by WRAL. At a Durham traffic stop June 5th, Hairston was found driving without a license and also charged with possession of marijuana along with the two passengers in the car. The arrest report also listed a 9mm gun. The reports indicate it was found on the ground near the car. No one has claimed ownership. Durham police said Wednesday they don't expect to file any charges related to the firearm and will not be releasing any additional information. Rental records show the car Hairston was driving during the June incident, according to USA Today, was under the name Hayden Fats Thomas, a convicted felon facing a pending drug case. That same vehicle was also rented under Thomas's name from March 25th to April 15th and was ticketed twice for parking without a valid permit on the UNC campus. ESPN reports Hairston was also cited for speeding in Durham on May 13th in a vehicle rented under the name Katenia Farrington with the same home address as Fats Thomas in Durham. In response to high volumes of rumbling surrounding the recent arrest of UNC basketball's P.J. Hairston, UNC Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham released a statement yesterday saying there's nothing to say yet. He says, and I quote here, "We are still gathering information, learning information from other sources, and we will not comment until we have a strong grasp of each individual situation." He went on to say, "The athletic department compliance staff and I are fully aware of recent media accounts related to our men's basketball team. We take these matters very seriously and are looking into these reports and the inferences they contain with all due diligence." That's the end of the quote. To read the full statement from Cunningham, you can view this story on WCHL's website at chapelboro.com. State Representative Verla Insko, who lives here in Chapel Hill, is speaking out against yet another surprise move from the North Carolina General Assembly regarding abortion restrictions. The State House yesterday answered a veto threat from Governor Pat McCrory by slightly altering proposed abortion regulations passed by the Senate and tacking them onto a bill about motorcycle safety. WCHL's Rachel Nash spoke with Representative Insko to get her reaction.
No one who believes in a thriving democracy should avoid or be opposed to open and transparent process and a vigorous debate on both sides of the issue. And they clearly did not want to expose themselves to transparency.
That's Representative Verla Insko of Orange County. Last week, the original abortion regulations were unexpectedly attached to House Bill 695, buried under legislation on Sharia law. Those restrictions would require abortion providers to meet the same standards as ambulatory surgery centers, a move abortion rights advocates say is designed to shut down providers. Only one clinic in the entire state meets those standards. House Bill 695 moved through the Senate in less than 24 hours, just before the July 4th holiday, and with little public notice. The bill then returned to the House for a final vote of concurrence. After public backlash, however, the bill's approval was halted Tuesday for a two-hour public hearing held by the House's Health and Human Services Committee. It was decided further changes and clarifications were necessary before the bill could move forward. During that hearing, Insko was very outspoken about the potential consequences of preventing women from having safe abortions. By Wednesday morning, the abortion-related provisions from House Bill 695 were then transferred to Senate Bill 353, the Motorcycle Safety Bill. The new version of Senate Bill 353 was then passed by the House Judiciary Committee later in the day.
They want to reach their goals in the dark of the night to the extent that they can. I don't think North Carolinians will accept the process, much less the outcome.
Insco says the changes made by the committee Wednesday were modest and restrictive, and the language of the bill was still unclear. She explained when members of the committee asked questions about what those changes would imply, they only received vague answers.
I expect that that's the only way that they could have gotten their caucus, the Republican caucus in the House, to agree to that language, because the caucus members were clearly not of one voice on that issue.
Insco said Democrats in the General Assembly and abortion rights activists now have a mounting case against Republican lawmakers of abusing the democratic process, as there was no notice that the abortion-related provisions would be on the calendar Wednesday, mirroring the actions taken in the Senate last week.
I'm increasingly frustrated and disappointed and angry that they're misusing their power. It really is a power move.
The House Department of Health and Human Services advised state lawmakers Tuesday to update the inspection procedures for abortion clinics because they haven't been reviewed since 1995. Insco says she supports that proposal because it will help to keep clinics open and safe. She says the problem is that the state doesn't provide the adequate funds to carry out those inspections.
We pass laws that create good regulations, but then we never fund the inspectors. And so they never, if you don't see someone running a stop sign, they don't get a ticket.
Led by Planned Parenthood, protesters have been rallying outside and inside the General Assembly since the Senate passed House Bill 695 last week.
I think that the women of North Carolina are energized, and they see that their hard-fought civil rights that we've won over the past 30 or 40 years are being removed, and I think that you'll see a continued effort to make sure that those are protected.
The new version of Senate Bill 353 will move to the House floor today. It would then return to the Senate floor for a final vote before going to Governor McCrory. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
You can hear the full interview with Verla Insco and Rachel Nash on our website at chapelboro.com. We'll have more of it later on in the day on WCHL. And, of course, we have a litany of stories about Moral Mondays and all the things going on in Raleigh at the General Assembly, local protesters, that sort of thing. All of that is on our website at chapelboro.com. Go there and get yourself up to date. After last week's flood, the Division of Motor Vehicles License and Theft Bureau issued a reminder to watch out for flood-salvaged cars when buying a new ride. Steve Watkins from the DMV's License and Theft Bureau says that, especially with the current weather, consumers need to be vigilant about water damage.
We're in hurricane season and we're expecting some storms this fall. You have to definitely think about vehicles, whether they're on a car dealership's lot or parked on a street out in front of an individual owner's house, that vehicle can be submerged or partially submerged underwater.
Watkins cautions that just looking at a car's title, which contains information about a car, and looking to see if it has a flood or salvage brand or note is not enough.
We do have concerns, and it's not a very common thing, but you do have people out there that will remove a brand from a title. So if it's a flood vehicle and they want to sell that vehicle for more, they can take a lot of different tools and remove that brand so they can sell that vehicle and it sell just like a normal vehicle.
Instead, Watkins advises that consumers not only take cars for extensive test drives, but also make a number of inspections for flood damage.
Make sure you raise the hood. A lot of times if it's been sitting in water, there will be a watermark on the engine if it's been submerged.
Of course, a big possibility of that right now with all our recent flooding in our community. Other signs of water damage can be worn or rusted screws and bolts, faulty lights and electronics, and flood residue inside the car.
Open up the doors, look inside the doors, make sure if there's any mud or dirt. Look around the floorboards because a lot of that trash can collect there.
If consumers are unsure about a car and suspect flood damage, they're encouraged to contact the License and Theft Bureau, which has experts who can assess a car's condition. Another 60 days has come and gone, and Durham County Assistant District Attorney Charlene Franks says another order to seal the documents in the murder investigation of UNC student Faith Hedgepeth will likely be made this week. On May 14th, the Durham County judge resealed the documents for 60 days, an order that expires today. Frank says the court date is dependent upon court schedules. Hedgepeth was found dead in her off-campus apartment by her roommate September 7th of last year. Investigators released little information initially, but informed people that neither the campus nor community were in immediate danger. In January, information regarding DNA evidence of the suspected killer, a timeline of the night of her death, and a suspect profile were released. The cause of death has still not been announced. WCHL News Time 7:17, 17 minutes after 7 o'clock. WCHL coming up, we're going to tell you all about local political races. That's right after traffic and weather together on WCHL. And this traffic report is brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. For a quick lunch, you can select from 8 juicy smoked meats and fresh sides, all delicious. Dickie's Barbecue Pit in Durham off Mount Moriah Road. In fact, between Chapel Hill and Durham, Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Now, time for your morning traffic on WCHL, and that's why we will check in with WCHL's inimitable Rand Northam.
Well, I mentioned it last hour. I do want to mention it again. A happy 36th anniversary to you, Ron Stutz.
Well, thank you so much.
Yes, sir. It's not that round number like we had last year, but we'll still praise you for that one today.
Well, so. Thank you so much.
Congratulations, and thanks for all you've done over the 36 years.
Just another reminder that I've been around for a long time, but thank you.
Just want to mention, maybe not say it directly, but I'm 26 myself, so let you know that.
That makes me feel so much better.
Anything I can do to help. Yeah. Well, traffic right now moving smoothly for the most part. A couple slowdowns to let you know about. NC-54 heading eastbound between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40, seeing a little bit of a delay. Also, 15-501 northbound between Estes Drive and Ephesus Church Road, seeing a little bit of a delay as well. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carver Weather brought to you by Southern Season. Visit Southern Season today and experience all things delicious in one amazing destination. Shop their world-class wine selection, expansive assortment of artisan candies, exquisite housewares, and famous gift baskets for every occasion at University Mall in Chapel Hill or online, southernseason.com. It is 74 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Mostly cloudy today. 40% chance of showers and or thunderstorms. High today in the upper 80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy. 50-50 chance of rain. Low in the low 70s. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms with the highs in the middle 80s. And still, 80% chance of rain tomorrow. That'll go for tomorrow night as well. And the same kind of weather is going to continue all the way through the weekend. Looks like it definitely is going to rain. So, you know, may as well go ahead and get used to that idea.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember that we're your station for Carolina, uniquely qualified to bring you the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Good morning.
Might not rain today or tonight, but sometime between now and the end of the weekend definitely will rain. With the Chapel Hill Town Council and Carborough Board of Aldermen elections coming in November, three more candidates have announced that they won't be running for the available seats. WCHL's Aaron Keck reports.
In Chapel Hill, Maria Palmer is a pastor, former State Board of Education member, and a school principal. She filed the run for town council earlier this week. George Cianciolo has not yet filed officially, but he announced earlier today that he'll be filing for town council later on this week. Cianciolo was a member and chair of several boards and committees in Chapel Hill, including the Transportation Board and Chapel Hill 2020, where he served as co-chair. Cianciolo is currently an associate professor of pathology at Duke. There are four available seats on Chapel Hill Town Council. Two incumbents, Ed Harrison and Sally Green, have already filed to run for re-election. Two other incumbents, Lauren Eastham and Gene Peace, have said they will not be running for re-election, so a potentially wide-open race in Chapel Hill. Meanwhile, in Carborough, current Alderman Sammy Slade filed to run for re-election as well. There are three seats on the Board of Aldermen available, including Slade's. The other two incumbents are Jackie Gist and Randy Haven O'Donnell. They have also filed to run for re-election. So far, they're the only three candidates who have filed. In Chapel Hill, Maria Palmer says her work as an educator and a pastor has given her experience in community outreach and talking with groups around the area. In addition, she says her work as a teacher gives her insight into educational issues around the town.
The education work has helped me to see some things that the town can do to help the school or serve the community.
For Cianciolo, meanwhile, he believes his participation in development boards, quite a few of them, has helped him learn to negotiate with differing sides of an issue.
You had to deal with people who had a lot of different opinions, and what we've had to look for was consensus. And I think that's going to be an important part of seeing Chapel Hill 2020 implemented.
Santiolo, again, was co-chair of Chapel Hill 2020. Palmer worked on Chapel Hill 2020 as well, and that gave her exposure to a variety of issues, including transportation. She says one of the big issues in Chapel Hill is a lack of bus access for all citizens, which she worked on during Chapel Hill 2020, as well as a lack of focus on jobs in the town beyond those that require college degrees.
We don't have enough opportunities and training for folks to do skilled work, and we import workers from other communities, and then they don't have anywhere to live. In fact, there are many professionals who can't afford to live in Chapel Hill.
But beyond local politics, Palmer also says she sees the biggest threat to Chapel Hill coming from the state's General Assembly. Palmer was arrested while protesting the cuts proposed in the state budget, part of Moral Mondays. She calls those cuts a tragedy.
What the legislature is doing is going to affect Chapel Hill tremendously. It's cutting education budget, slashing funding for the university.
Cianciolo, meanwhile, says development of Chapel Hill 2020 ideas should be one of the town's biggest goals. Another key issue is addressing rising residential tax rates.
We just don't have enough buildable land, enough areas, or enough of a public to support that level of commercial in Chapel Hill.
He's referring to a 70-30 ratio between property taxes and commercial taxes, a goal of many that he says is not attainable right now. Cianciolo says the dwindling supply of affordable housing in the town is one of the biggest challenges Chapel Hill will face in the future.
The recent floods in Chapel Hill have even heightened the need for affordable housing, since some of the homes that were lost provide some of the most affordable housing in the town.
That's in Chapel Hill. Meanwhile, in Carrboro, Sammy Slade says his work on the Board of Aldermen is focused on curbing climate change and lowering the town's carbon emissions by 7% annually.
We have been able to accomplish the WISE program, which retrofitted some residential homes, and then we have a revolving loan fund for retrofitting commercial buildings. So I count those as part of my accomplishments.
In addition, Slade says he's worked to develop Carrboro's downtown and tie it in with a communal economy and the town's continued struggle for public parking.
We're pressuring towards reducing further the parking supply so that we're encouraging people to bike, walk, and use public transportation.
And Slade adds that affordable housing is going to become an even larger issue in Carrboro's future as well, with Section 8 funds no longer being accepted in parts of the state.
A lot of apartments recently announced they're not going to be accepting Section 8, and that represents a big loss for affordable housing in our town.
Section 8 funds are funds for low-income residents to pay for rent. Filing for local government seats in Orange County ends on July 19th at noon. That is a week from Friday. Five candidates have already put their names in for Chapel Hill Town Council. Gary Kahn and Paul Nebe, in addition to Green Harrison and Palmer. Cianciolo would make number six. Aaron Keck, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by UNC Family Medicine. Good morning, I'm Rod Stutz. Junior punter Thomas Hibbard was named to the preseason watch list for the prestigious Ray Guy Award yesterday, adding to the growing list of Tar Heel football players up for top national honors. Last year, Hibbard was the second-team All-ACC pick after averaging 43 yards per punt on 50 kicks. This mark placed Hibbard second in the conference and top 25 in the country in punting average. The UNC player hails from Charlotte. He even had one boot that soared to 60 yards and tallied 14 punts that exceeded 50 last season. Not only that, Hibbard served as the holder in extra points and field goals for the Tar Heels. UNC was a perfect 56 of 56 on points after touchdown and even threw in 4 2-point conversion scores for good measure. It's no wonder that Hibbard caught the eye of the Augusta Sports Council, the nominating branch for the Ray Guy Award. The Augusta Sports Council created this award in 2000 to honor Ray Guy, who is a Georgia native and College Football Hall of Fame inductee, had a long, outstanding career in the NFL as well. The winner must display team leadership, self-discipline, and have a positive impact on the team's success. Next up on the watch list docket is the Bronco Nagurski Trophy for the best defensive player and the Outland Trophy, the best interior lineman. If you like more information and the full story, be sure to check out our website at chapelboro.com. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. Good morning, I'm Rod Stutz.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Man, I sure hope Marcus Page is working on his jump shot. This is our Chansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. With the news getting murkier about P.J. Hairston and the university now in full-scale stonewall about the case, one has to wonder what kind of basketball team the Tar Heels will field this coming season. Their best shooter, Reggie Bullock, is in the NBA. Their streakiest scorer, Hairston, is caught in the crosshairs of his own mess And now Leslie McDonald is being implicated for getting a phone from the Fats Thomas character, who looks like a serial car renter as well. Bullock, Hairston, and McDonald were the Tar Heels' best outside shooters last season when they had no inside game. Guess what? It looks like they may have neither in 2014. Hey, I've seen incoming 6'8 recruit Isaiah Hicks, and he can definitely hit the three-pointer. How about Roy making him the tall two-guard, James Michael McAdoo the small forward, and hope the collective but specific talents of Bryce Johnson, Joel James, Desmond Ubert, and rotund Frosh Kennedy Meeks can somehow hold their own in the paint, lest we forget the savvy Jackson Simmons. Well, let's look at it this way. Sophomore point guard Marcus Page and high-flying forward J.P. Tokoto have the whole summer to work on their shots, and hopefully they are in the gym right now shooting 1,000 jumpers. Maybe McDonald will escape the Fats fiasco and be back to hoist some threes. Or maybe 6'1 freshman guard Nate Britt comes in with a hot shooting touch, and he and Marcus form the smallest backcourt in college basketball. With all the hand-wringing by fans and wait-and-see statements from UNC, it's easy to focus on who may not be playing next season. But ultimately, we have to worry about who will be in uniform. And right now, it's looking pretty lean and green. Maybe during preseason practice, the 270-pound Meeks can transfer about 35 of those pounds to the skilled but skinny Hicks, and both of them run out of the tunnel at a studly 235. Can you see how desperate I'm getting here? At one point, we were having Bullock, Hairston, McDonald, and maybe even Andrew Wiggins on the Tar Heel perimeter. Now it looks like Page and a prayer that someone, anyone else, can shoot the three next season. This is our chance, team. See ya.
I moved here a few years ago and discovered UNC Family Medicine. I love that the doctors are up to date on the latest medical developments. I love the easy parking. And most of all, I love that my husband and my kids also go to UNC Family Medicine. The reassurance of knowing they are available by email or by phone, plus the knowledge they are among the best family medicine departments in the country, means I have peace of mind about our health care.
Find out more at uncfamilymedicine.org. UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
When you think of Harrington Bank, do you think green? No, not that kind of green, sustainability green. At Harrington Bank, we're the first bank in the nation to earn Green Plus certification. And the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce has just selected us Sustainable Business of the Year. For Harrington Bank, going green is a smart business decision that strengthens our local economy, environment, and community. Stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
Today is your last chance at a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from The Standard. It's half off. $20 towards great food available until midnight for $10. Does gourmet food, a comfortable setting, and a family-owned vibe sound good? That's what you'll get at The Standard. Enjoy this local bar and pizza bistro that offers seasonal menus complete with gourmet, local fresh food, fine spirits, and a wide variety of local craft beers at affordable prices. It's half off from The Standard, and it's available until midnight. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather brought to you by the Carolina Inn. Show up at the Carolina Crossroads Restaurant Bar each and every day with their exceptional daily features, menus, specials, and hours available at CarolinaInn.com. And don't forget about Fridays on the Front Porch tomorrow starting at 5. Mostly cloudy today, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high today in the upper 80s. We're already at 75 right now. Tonight, we're looking at mostly cloudy skies, 50-50 chance of rain and the low in the low 70s. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, an 80% chance of rain, chance of showers and thunderstorms. High tomorrow in the middle 80s, low tomorrow night about 70 degrees.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. After that Asiana jumbo jet hit the runway and broke up last weekend in San Francisco, there were delays in getting passengers to safety. Here's correspondent Ben Tracy.
NTSB Chairman Deborah Herzman revealed that the pilot initially told flight attendants to keep everyone seated.
The cabin manager made an announcement over the PA for people to stay in their seats.
It wasn't until about 90 seconds later that a flight attendant spotted flames and the evacuation began.
When people did get out, they called 911. They asked when help would be coming.
There are no ambulances here. We've been on the ground 20 minutes before. Critical injuries.
One Asiana pilot has told investigators that he was blinded by a light when the plane was flying about 500 feet above the ground, about 34 seconds before the crash landing in San Francisco. Federal officials say the use of a laser can't be ruled out. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 7:32, 28 minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL. 75 degrees. Big chance of rain today. Maybe showers, maybe thunderstorms. High today in the upper 80s. Kind of a muggy day. Durham police said Wednesday they do not expect any additional charges to be filed against UNC basketball player P.J. Hairston following his June arrest. According to a report by WRAL, at a Durham traffic stop June 5th, Hairston was found driving without a license, also charged with possession of marijuana, along with the two passengers in the car. The arrest report also listed a 9mm gun, though reports indicate it was found on the ground near the car. No one has claimed ownership. Durham police said Wednesday they don't expect to file any more charges related to the firearm and will not release additional information. Rental records show the car that Hairston was driving during June incident, according to USA Today, was under the name Hayden Fats Thomas, a convicted felon facing a pending drug case. That same vehicle was also rented under Thomas's name from March 25th to April 15th. And was ticketed twice for parking without a valid permit on the UNC campus. According to ESPN, Hairston was also cited for speeding in Durham on May 13th in a vehicle rented under the name Katina Farrington with the same home address as Thomas in Durham. In response to high volumes of rumblings surrounding the recent arrest of P.J. Hairston, Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham released a statement yesterday saying there's nothing to say yet. And I'm quoting here, we're still gathering information, learning information from other sources, and we will not comment until we have a strong grasp of each individual situation. The athletic department compliance staff and I are fully aware of recent media accounts related to our men's basketball team. We take these matters very seriously and are looking into these reports and the inferences they contain with all due diligence. To read the full statement from Cunningham, there's quite a bit more. You can view this story on our website at chapelboro.com. State Representative Verla Insko of Chapel Hill is speaking out against yet another surprise move yesterday from the General Assembly regarding abortion restrictions. The State House answered a veto threat from the governor by slightly altering proposed abortion regulations passed by the Senate and tacking them onto a bill yesterday about motorcycle safety. WCHL's Rachel Nash spoke with Representative Insko to get her reaction.
No one who believes in a thriving democracy should avoid or be opposed to open and transparent process and a vigorous debate on both sides of the issue. And they clearly did not want to expose themselves to transparency.
That's Representative Verla Insko of Orange County. Last week, the original abortion regulations were unexpectedly attached to House Bill 695, buried under legislation on Sharia law. Those restrictions would require abortion providers to meet the same standards as ambulatory surgery centers, a move abortion rights advocates say is designed to shut down providers. Only one clinic in the entire state meets those standards. House Bill 695 moved through the Senate in less than 24 hours, just before the July 4th holiday, and with little public notice. The bill then returned to the House for a final vote of concurrence. After public backlash, however, the bill's approval was halted Tuesday for a two-hour public hearing held by the House's Health and Human Services Committee. It was decided further changes and clarifications were necessary before the bill could move forward. During that hearing, Insko was very outspoken about the potential consequences of preventing women from having safe abortions. By Wednesday morning, the abortion-related provisions from House Bill 695 were then transferred to Senate Bill 353, the Motorcycle Safety Bill. The new version of Senate Bill 353 was then passed by the House Judiciary Committee later in the day.
They want to reach their goals in the dark of the night to the extent that they can. I don't think North Carolinians will accept the process, much less the outcome.
Insko says the changes made by the committee Wednesday were modest and restrictive, and the language of the bill was still unclear. She explained when members of the committee asked questions about what those changes would imply, they only received vague answers.
I expect that that's the only way that they could have gotten their caucus, the Republican caucus in the House, to agree to that language, because the caucus members were clearly not of one voice on that issue.
Insko said Democrats in the General Assembly and abortion rights activists now have a mounting case against Republican lawmakers of abusing the democratic process, as there was no notice that the abortion-related provisions would be on the calendar Wednesday, mirroring the actions taken in the Senate last week.
I'm increasingly frustrated and disappointed and angry that they're misusing their power. It really is a power move.
The House Department of Health and Human Services advised state lawmakers Tuesday to update the inspection procedures for abortion clinics because they haven't been reviewed since 1995. Insko says she supports that proposal because it will help to keep clinics open and safe. She says the problem is that the state doesn't provide the adequate funds to carry out those inspections.
We pass laws that create good regulations, but then we never fund the inspectors. And so they never, if you don't see someone running a stop sign, they don't get a ticket.
Led by Planned Parenthood, protesters have been rallying outside and inside the General Assembly since the Senate passed House Bill 695 last week.
I think that the women of North Carolina are energized, and they see that their hard-fought civil rights that we've won over the past 30 or 40 years are being removed, and I think that you'll see a continued effort to make sure that those are protected.
The new version of Senate Bill 353 will move to the House floor today. It would then return to the Senate floor for a final vote before going to Governor McCrory. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
News around town this morning, the executive chef at Carolina Crossroads Restaurant at the Carolina Inn, James Clark, will compete in an Iron Chef-style competition against Dean Thompson of Flights of the Renaissance, North Hills in Raleigh. The competition will take place on July 15th at 1705 Prime, located at 705 East Millbrook Road in Raleigh. Competition uses a mixture of judges and votes from the audience to determine the winner. Tickets for all first-round battles, $59 a person. If you'd like more information, you can view this story on our website at chapelboro.com. James Clark is an excellent chef, especially when it comes to seafood. He loves seafood. 7:39 at WCHL, 21 minutes until 8 o'clock. Sron Stutz and Rand Northam has just strolled into the studio like he was walking onto a yacht. And Rand, you're so vain. What's happening with chapelboro.com today?
You're so vain.
You know, so much speculation over the years about who that record was about, who that song was about.
Oh, right, yeah.
I think general consensus is that it was about Warren Beatty.
Right.
But a lot of people seem to think it was about Mick Jagger.
Yeah,
some,
I
some people even say James Taylor, but no.
I think when I had heard that conversation, maybe it was you and Freddie or something going off probably about that. But
yeah,
interesting.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was about Warren Beatty. But
well,
at any rate, Hollywood legend.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if anyone knows, it's you. I guess.
Oh.
That has nothing to do with your age, by the way. That only has to
sure. Certainly it doesn't.
Happy 36th anniversary again, by the way. Add that little...
You know, I said something earlier to you off the air, which I'm when I say
this
it on the
is,
air...
This is here, your own fault now for bringing it up.
I know it, but somebody else will do it anyway. I may as well. You were saying earlier today, in an effort to actually make me feel worse... was the fact that you're 26
never.
Years old.
I'd never meant to do that.
But sure. Sure you didn't. But what really is bad is the fact that I was older than you are now when I came here 36 years ago. For heaven's sake.
People are sitting there doing the math. They carry the two and the eight.
That's horrible. Man, you have just made. I'm going to go lie down now.
I have tried to make your day as special as I possibly can.
Sure, you have.
And I hope that I've been able to do that.
Well, then why did you bring up your age? That's what I want to know.
I've only said so many wonderful things to you during my time here.
Yeah, you have.
I figured I'd add to it.
Yeah, well.
I'm starting a book.
It's very transparent.
The things I say to Ron Stutz. That'll be turned into a TV show.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Well, I do have a perfect face for radio, so just keep that in mind. It might not be a very successful TV show.
Channel 18 in Carborough, coming soon.
All right. Thank you so much.
Certainly.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Well, what's happening at our website today?
All right. On chapelboro.com today, attorney Heather Benjamin talks about the motorcycle law and Moral Mondays in a commentary. It's getting a lot of discussion on Facebook right now, so you'll certainly want to check that out.
What does abortion have to do with motorcycles?
You know what? You could ask that question a lot about a lot of bills that are passed through really you know, our government. So it's
totally
interesting where
absurd.
They can throw things. Yeah. Yeah, it is. And, you know, Governor Pat McCrory said he would veto the bill, though it doesn't really matter. He's just, you know, making a statement there because the House has the control there. But, you know, maybe that statement made them think twice and they're going to make a few changes. Now it's probably not going to please everybody. We'll see how that goes.
Oh, so, boy.
Motorcycles and abortion, that's on the way. Also on our website, chapelboro.com, Kristen Heemstra.
I can make a lot of jokes here, but I'm not going to because it's a very serious topic.
It is, definitely. Kristen Heemstra has a new piece up in her Art of Potential column as well. She talks about some practical parenting tips. And submissions are still open for the shortlist. They just went open recently for the shortlist, Best Place to Dine Outside. So that just opened on Tuesday. And lots of great choices in Chapel Hill, Carborough, and Orange County. So you'll want to submit those right now. Once you submit those and after a week of submissions, we will close the submissions and open up the voting. Allow everybody to let us know their decision of what is the best place to dine outside of those that we've put on our list. So check all that out and much more news, sports, and other columns, lifestyle, and much more on our website, chapelboro.com, with instantly live streaming on an app for that.
Thanks very much. And you mentioned Kristen Heemstra. I bet that's a good column on parenting. I mean, she has a couple of daughters. And
yeah.
I think Kristen is one of the coolest people around. So, you know,
she provides a lot for the community through Art of Potential and through her columns on the website and everything. It's great. We're so glad to have her. And she's a administrator over at East Chapel Hill High School. So we appreciate her for that, too.
Very nice person.
That's right.
Hey, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Talk to you again in just a few minutes. And I understand that you're also doing the Word of the Day.
I've got one.
Wayne Pond has a day off. When doesn't he have a day off? But anyway, Rand will have the Word of the Day coming up in just a few minutes. Coming up next on WCHL, Randy Voller has a very pithy and straight-to-the-point commentary on the way.
It's coming. The most incredible ring sale ever at Diamonds Direct Crabtree. 3 days only. Next weekend, July 19th through 21st. Every ring on sale. Thousands. All wedding bands on sale. All engagement ring mountings on sale. All anniversary bands. Three stone rings. Stackable rings. Colored gemstone rings. All on sale. It's Diamonds Direct's ultimate ring event. Also showcasing the hottest, newest designer rings. Many never before seen in the triangle. With extra savings. 3 days only. Friday through Sunday, July 19th through 21st. First at Diamonds Direct Crabtree on Glenwood.
There's nothing better than the refreshing taste of a Cruiser's ice cold fountain drink. I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. At Cruiser's, we use 100% filtered water for the highest quality fountain drinks and serve them at an ice cold 34 degrees for only 79 cents. So grab your favorite drink with their chewy ice and add a flavor shot like cherry or lemon lime at most Cruiser's locations. You'll taste the difference. We guarantee it.
Cruisers, good to go. Where's the place to be during these dog days of summer? In the cool air at University Mall for their Hot Diggity Days indoor summer sidewalk sale. Today through Sunday. Save up to 70% throughout the mall. Enjoy live music, kids' activities, and a free brunch, lunch, or dinner when you spend $200 or more. All in the cool air of University Mall during their Hot Diggity Days indoor summer sidewalk sale today through Sunday. University Mall, 201 South Estes Drive in Chapel Hill. UniversityMall.com.
Have you given up on organized religion? What if you found a church that was fun, energetic, encouraging, diverse, and actually made a difference in the world? This is Kenner Pinar, pastor of Grace Church of Chapel Hill, and I want to invite you to try a new kind of church. We believe in truth, but practice grace. We're into Jesus and social justice. We are young and old, married and single. We are white, black, Hispanic, and Asian. We are Democrats, Republicans, and Independents. And we have a blast doing life together. Check us out. It may be the best hour of your week. Grace Church, online at gracelife.com.
This is Wayne Pond. You are listening to the WCHL Morning News.
congratulations to Ron Stutz, the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters Personality of the Year.
Thank you, Wayne, and I know you're on your way out of town, but thank you very much for calling in. 747 at WCHL, 13 minutes until 8 o'clock.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Randy Voller. I'm the chair of the North Carolina Democratic Party. A lot of people ask me, what's the difference between the North Carolina Democratic Party and its counterpart, the Republican Party? Well, I think it's pretty simple. You can boil it down to this. We are the party of prosperity. They are the party for austerity. We're the party of the New Deal. They're the party of the raw deal. We're the party of the new frontier. They're the party that wants to frack the frontier. We're the party of the great society. They're the party that wants the party with high society. They're the party of 1,000 points of light. And we're the party of one focused light on justice. This is Randy Voller.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL. What you're saying on the street. Presented by ISIS IT. What you're saying on the street.
I'm Rand Northam. The state legislature is continuing to work on regulations for abortion clinics. We hit the streets to find out your opinion on the proposed changes.
Anonymous, Carborough. Yes, I think that that's horrible and that I'm totally against that. That's ridiculous.
Bill Lipscomb, I live in Chapel Hill.
Yeah, I do. It's just a right-wing agenda. They're trying to move North Carolina back to about 1910. I think it's shameful, actually.
Steve in Carborough. Oh, yeah, I think that's a terrible idea, and not only is it a terrible idea what they're trying to do, it's just as terrible, if not more, the way they try to sneak it through the other day.
My name's Manuel. I live in Chapel Hill. I don't really know. That's pretty much personal. Everybody has their own thoughts. I don't think it's right to abort.
My name's Leah, and I live in Carborough. Not so much. I guess I would say that I would prefer it if the woman had her own choice in the matter.
What do you think about the proposed changes to abortion clinic regulations?
My name's Erin Thompson. I live in Raleigh. I don't believe in it. I don't think that they should make it harsher.
This is Alec Mercolino from Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Yeah, I think that's terrible. I think that people should have access to abortions because there's a lot of people that, you know, don't need to be having kids right now and aren't ready to. And so, yeah, I think it's definitely going to negatively impact North Carolina.
Jackie Stonehunter from Hillsboro. I think it's a really bad idea to restrict it more than it already is.
I'm Eleanor Rutledge, and I live in Carborough. I think it's terrible, but everything else that passed this session has been terrible, too. So I was not surprised, but I was very disappointed.
Julia, okay. I live in Chapel Hill. But I think for the safety, I mean, we do need to have safety regulations. It's unfair ones that is not good.
That's what you're saying on the street. On 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. What you're saying on the street, presented by ISIS IT, managed IT solutions to fit your needs. Find out how they can save you money at igotfixed.com.
Orthopedic injuries can make even the smallest movements difficult. That's why UNC Orthopedics has made it even easier to get the care you need. Many of our services are located in a convenient facility on Highway 54 in Chapel Hill. The same exceptional care is available in sports medicine, total joints, bone health, orthopedic prompt care, and our fragility fracture program. For information, visit uncortho.org.
Get extra savings on thousands of gorgeous rings next weekend at Diamonds Direct Crabtree. Don't miss this. July 19th through 21st. Special pricing on every ring in the store. Yes, every ring. All wedding rings. All engagement rings. All eternity bands on sale. Plus an amazing collection of designer rings being flown in from New York. Stackable rings. Colored gemstone rings. All on sale. It's Diamonds Direct's ultimate ring event. Best values of the year on bling for your finger. Next weekend only. July 19th through 21st. Only at Diamonds Direct Crabtree on Glenwood across from Fleming's.
It is time again for Traffic and Weather Together on WCHL Traffic, brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving the best-tasting fountain drinks in town, made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees with that great chewy ice. Only 79 cents. Guaranteed to taste great, too. Cruisers, good to go. Now with your morning traffic, here is Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. Traffic still moving smoothly out there for the most part. NC 54 eastbound, though, between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40. Seeing a little bit of a delay this morning. Otherwise, things are not too bad out there. I-40 moving smoothly and surrounding areas not reporting any additional delays. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call, and you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask that you do that safely, and we always appreciate those road warriors calling, tweeting, and letting us know what's going on out there.
Absolutely right. Hey, thanks so much.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, brought to you by Crown Honda, South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute on 540 at the 751 exit. 75 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Rather warm this morning. Muggy, just like every other day this week. Mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. High today in the upper 80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 50-50 chance of rain. Low to low 70s. Tomorrow, we're looking at showers and thunderstorms. 80% chance of it tomorrow and tomorrow night. High in the middle 80s. Low tomorrow night, about 70. And the weekend's going to be pretty much the same. 7:53, 7 minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL. Wayne Pond is off on one of his jaunts. When is he not off on a jaunt somewhere? I don't know what Wayne's doing this morning, but Rand Northam has agreed to fill in this morning for Wayne. And, Rand, you need to shave your head if you're going to fill in for Wayne.
It's fair.
But at any rate, I know that you
maybe
have
not
been,
fair to him, I guess.
You've been working diligently
yes.
on this. On
slaving.
This word of the day.
Slaving back there.
Yeah, what do you got?
Accrete is the word of the day today.
Accrete.
Accrete. A-C-C-R-E-T-E. Accrete.
Hmm. Okay. I have
any idea, Ron?
No idea.
I have no interesting way like Wayne has developed of finding a way to get you to get that word, but
no.
Accrete. No idea?
All
right. Well, accrete is to grow together or to add as by growth. So, accrete, to grow together or to add as by growth. A-C-C-R-E-T-E is the word of the day today.
Hmm, that's interesting. I don't think I've ever heard that.
I have not heard that one, but I will try now to use it in my everyday language.
Oh, yeah, that's the point of all this thing. And
that's right.
Sometimes you can't do it, but that one sounds like one that I could work in.
Yeah, that's right.
And only you and I would know what it meant. Hey, listen, thanks a bunch.
All right, thank you.
That's the word of the day on WCHL with Rand Northam, filling in for Wayne Pond, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Sometime next hour, you'll have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day, spell it, and define it. If you can do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
97.9 FM, WCHL, time for the clean joke of the day. Ladies and gentlemen, for rollicking good fun, call Lauren Stafford.
And on that note, I will not leave my number.
Really? It's written on the wall.
Wall.
I'm just kidding.
No well, wall that I know of.
You got a good clean joke for us today.
I do. I have one from Pam Friedman.
Oh, good.
So thanks to Pam.
Good.
Thanks for sending
Pam, how you doing?
Good.
Pam won some tickets from WCHL.
She did.
Last week to go to the festival for the Eno.
Yeah, the Eno. And I heard it was a great time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was, I believe, Thursday and Saturday.
Absolutely.
So it sounds like they had a lot of good fun, music, food, everything.
So she got home and she got rested up now, and now she's sending us jokes.
And that's right. And she wanted to thank us by sending us a good joke.
Fantastic. We can send more, man.
Yes, please do.
Depending on how good this is. If it sucks, then
yeah,
don't.
We'll let you know.
All right.
A woman called her husband during the day and asked him to pick up some organic vegetables for that night's dinner on his way home.
Uh-huh.
The husband arrived at the store and began to search all over for organic vegetables before finally asking the produce guy where they were.
Uh-huh.
The produce guy didn't know what he was talking about. So the husband said, "These vegetables are for my wife. Have they been sprayed with poisonous chemicals?" To which the produce guy replied, "No, sir, you will have to do that for yourself."
What?
You will have to do that yourself.
Oh, okay. Oh, they're for his wife. I got it. Sorry. I'm a little slow.
I got caught it the first time around, but maybe my brain just thinks something.
I guess I just wasn't paying close attention. My mind was wandering.
Well, good thing for Bev, you don't think that way.
Really? No, I don't. Well, listen, thanks.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.
You too.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Jim Alexander is an extraordinary volunteer for Orange County Animal Services.
He started volunteering at the animal shelter in 2009. He has been here ever since. He started out walking our dogs and socializing our dogs, and then he just started doing everything else, and he has gone from dog walker, socializer, to helping me do orientation and trainings, and he helps with our rabies clinics. He does special events, and he also does outreach, anything and everything that we need him to do, he will do. And he's like a point person for new people when they come into the shelter. They can go to him. He'll walk them through a day at the shelter if they're volunteering with dogs, and he's offered a whole lot to us in our time of need.
Sarah Fallon says when he comes to work, he sometimes even brings treats for everybody else.
Gets his wife to make cookies, and he's a member of the Kiwanis, and sometimes they'll have a breakfast or they'll have some activity, and he'll bring over in leftover bagels and things like that.
Jim Alexander is today's WCHO hometown hero. Is it because he loves dogs so much, or he just wants to volunteer his time to help?
I think it's a little of both. He has adopted an animal from us. He has another dog at home, but he really enjoys being with animals and likes the work that we do here. And he fits in well, and I think, you know, he gets along with staff and other volunteers, and he's a take charge type person, so volunteers can go to him when they can't find me. And so I think he really enjoys volunteering here as well as just going back to the community.
Jim Alexander gives so freely of his time and efforts for Orange County Animal Services, but he has a busy life already.
He has a wife and two kids, but they're both away. I think they both graduated college, have jobs. He used to be of one of our local newspapers, and he is not doing that anymore. But I know that he does work with Duke University when they need him. Every Tuesday afternoon, he comes in and walks dogs, and he does meet and greet and adoption counseling on Tuesdays, and then he does special events as they come by. He does, like I said, most of our rabies clinic, and then he usually picks one or two or three Saturdays that he takes our animals out into our community, which we call outreach.
Our thanks to Sarah Fallon for the nomination, and congratulations, Jim Alexander. Thank you for all you do for Orange County Animal Services. Jim is today's WCHO hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 8 o'clock.
Here is the equation. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship.